Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners over at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Brenda Zamzo, who is the Chief Financial and Administrative Officer with the Girl Scouts of Greater Los Angeles. Brenda, for the last 15 years at New Leaf Training and Development, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best from your experience? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Brenda, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate you having me here this morning, and happy Valentine's Day. Girl Scouts of Greater Los Angeles, I'd love to share some things about you. We were established in 1922. We're a 501c3 organization. We serve 32,000 girls in partnership with nearly 16,000 caring adult members and trained volunteers throughout the communities of Los Angeles County and parts of Kern and San Bernardino County. GSGLA is the largest girl-serving nonprofit agency in Los Angeles, with programs in entrepreneurship, life skills, outdoor, and STEAM. Girl Scouts' mission is to build girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. Girl Scouts brings their dreams to life and work together to build a better world. Through programs spanning the 6,200 square miles of the GSGLA Council, Girl Scouts of all backgrounds and abilities can be unapologetically themselves as they discover their strengths and rise to meet new challenges. Whether they want to climb to the top of a tree or to the top of their class, lace up their boots for a hike, or advocate for climate justice, or make their first best friends. The girls lead the way as they find their voices and make changes that affect the issues most important to them. And 62% of girls throughout Greater LA live in low-income, under-resourced communities. Driven by our desire to make an impact in more girls' lives, GSGLA contributes significant resources to bringing the Girl Scout leadership experience to underserved communities. This year, over 10,000 girls participated in GSGLA from low-income zip codes, comprising one-third of our total membership. So you asked me to share some of our best practices. So I have three that I thought of that I would love to share with your audience today. The first is mission and values. The second is passion for mission. And the third is training and development. So these are three of the things that I thought would be interesting and from my perspective to share. When we talk about culture and core values, I said mission earlier, but I really meant culture. Culture and values. We spent a significant amount of time in the last couple of years, pre-pandemic actually, having conversations about our values and who we really are as an organization. And we developed four key values: integrity, clarity of purpose, accountability, and respect. Each of these are, we have a little description of each of them too. So for integrity, we do what we say we are going to do. We strive for our highest quality work and commit to doing what's right, even when it's difficult. For clarity of purpose, we commit to stay focused on the goals and priorities of GSGLA and hold ourselves responsible for keeping the girl at the center of everything we do. Accountability, my favorite one, because I come from accounting. We accept personal responsibility for our work, and we hold others accountable. We can be relied upon and can rely on others. We commit to mutual understanding and mutual problem solving and embrace the necessary tough conversations. And last, respect. We practice respect by caring for the worth of ourselves, others, the environment, property, and policies. We listen well and honor diversity and ideas without judgments. So how do we put those to work? They're posted on our website. They're the introduction to our employee handbook. They're included in every single job description. They're in, the questions about the values are included in all of our job interviews. They're ingrained in our performance management processes and process system. And recently we created the Love Awards. It's living our values every day. Where each quarter, other staff nominate someone who's really gone above and beyond and demonstrated our core values at work. So that's the first one. Second is passion for the mission. This is probably my favorite one. My very first question on all of my job interviews is, what speaks to you about the mission of Girl Scouts? And that really tells a lot about the people that we recruit and hire to work for us. I think it's just really critical that we remind ourselves why we do what we do every day. And, you know, like most mission-based organizations, people work really, 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 really hard. And so I think it's super critical that we remind ourselves why we're doing what we're doing and why we're working so hard. So a couple of the best practices that we do are we start every senior management team meeting with a moment for mission. We start every monthly CEO webinar with a moment for mission. And we even go as far as doing a moment for mission at the beginning of every board meeting. So what does a moment for mission mean? It could be having somebody share a recent experience. One of the staff people, you know, recently, you know, had an event or program or something, and something was really special and stood out. We could show video clips of girls doing something. We share photos, tell stories, or we even have a girl attend events from time to time. So this is really a wonderful way of bringing everything back together and wrapping around why we do what we do. And then finally, training and development. And that's how I met you, Paul. We have recently made it a priority to, well, it's always been a priority, but now we're super hyper focused on retaining our talented staff. And, you know, it's, I can't say enough about how important training and development is in everything that we do. So we've recently developed a professional development training program for our supervisors. And we have about 45 supervisors at GSGLA. And it's a 6-month program broken up into one monthly module over a 6-month period. And the first two focus on you as a supervisor. The second two focus on you as a manager. And the final two are you as a leader. And we just really feel that it's so important that we train the people that we have promoted into manager positions. We need to give them the tools in order to be successful, because if they're successful, we're all successful. And at the end of the day, the girls win. So those are my three thoughts that I wanted to share with you. Paul, I really appreciate you having me here today. And thank you very much.
Well, Brenda, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they've become immensely popular, I just want to thank you for your clarity and just your very pragmatic ways of helping people and organizations be their best. And one of the things that you said that's really going to stick in my mind is, I love that reference to love, about living our values every day. And this afternoon, we're actually driving to Las Vegas for the evening, and we're going to watch the Love Show. So while my favorite band of all time, you know, their music's going to be celebrated, I'm just going to be thinking about Girl Scouts of Greater Los Angeles. Can I offer you a virtual high five, Brenda?
That's wonderful. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Brenda.
Have a good one.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.